This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon all of you. Welcome to our program, Why Hajj, a very significant episode that we are running through, dear brothers and sisters. We are talking about the Prophet's way to perform Hajj. As we have mentioned, there is no way that you can actually achieve your objective of Hajj without following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, your Hajj will never be successful. It will never be accepted in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if it is not done according to the way of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And indeed, it is the blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He taught us all the actions of performing Hajj through the example and a practical example of the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. In the last episode, we have mentioned how we begin our Hajj by wearing ihram, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After making ghusl, we have mentioned that we make niyyah, and this niyyah is intention is very clear. It is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have also mentioned that we make and recite and chant this talbiyah, and that is labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wan ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. So we are spiritually and psychologically and physically prepared for this beautiful act of ibadah. And now our journey, it goes further. It goes as a first step after doing these things, it goes as the first step in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a moment, my brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, I've been there. And it is such an exciting, you will be thrilled, you will be moved by Allah. When you experience this performance of Hajj, when you get into Al-Kaaba for the first time, you will have a feeling which you will never have this ever before. Because you are there in the most blessed place. You are there in the most pure place. Al-Kaaba, my brothers and sisters, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The blessed house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you are there, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to do tawaf. Tawaf is a circumambulation, the seven rounds that you need to go round of Kaaba, starting from Hajri Aswad. It is better that you kiss it. If you can't, you should touch it. If you can't, then you can at least show an indication of your hand to Hajri Aswad, and you can begin your tawaf. And it reminds us again that all the people from different backgrounds, from different culture, from different color, status, they all do the same practice, my brothers and sisters. They come and they begin their tawaf by kissing, touching or indicating your hand to Hajri Aswad, and you began. Four men, the first three rounds, it should be Ramal. which means you need to walk faster, a lighter jogging that you need to do for men. And the rest of the rounds you can do normal. And in these rounds, you can actually ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anything. You can actually ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what you want. You can make any dua that you want to make. But the last corner between Rukn Yamani and Hajr Aswad, we are told by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite this dua in particular. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. O our Lord, give us in this dunya and in akhirah, and save us from the punishment of the hereafter. This is dua which is recommended and is a sunnah to recite. Other than this, you can make any dua. You can recite Quran, because this is also a dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the best dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, best reminder of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make all these duas, and once you complete 7 rounds circumambulating to Kaaba, once you are done with the tawaf, you have to go behind Maqam Ibrahim. Maqam Ibrahim is a place where Ibrahim alayhi salam, he stood and built this Kaaba and raised the call to the people of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed these symbols. My dear brothers and sisters, you need to pray 2 rak'ah behind Maqam Ibrahim if you have this place to do so, facing towards Kaaba. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to recite Suratul Kafirun, Surah number 109, in the first rak'ah, and in the second rak'ah he used to recite Suratul Ikhlas, Surah number 112. Again, point to remember, point to understand, ponder and reflect, that in first rak'ah he used to recite Suratul Kafirun. And we know the background of Suratul Kafirun, that we, the Muslims, our belief should be uncompromising belief. There is no exchange, there is no alternative of our belief. Islam is an uncompromising religion in terms of giving away Islam and practicing something else. We can never have this exchange, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly denied this offering of the mushriks of Makkah, who after they were broken that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be convinced, they gave an offering that you worship our gods for some time and we will worship yours. But make sure, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, we will never compromise on our deen. This is a blessing and the greatest and expensive and precious thing to us, our faith. And we said, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلْيَدِينُ. To be is your religion. You are free to practice what you want, but we have to present the truth. We have to present the truth so they can follow what they want after we presenting them the truth. To you is your religion, and to mine is my religion. In the second rak'ah, we recite Suratul Ikhlas as the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the touchstone of theology. It is the declaration of our faith. It is the definition of our Creator. It is 1/3 of the Quran. It is the greatest surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes in it the characteristics, the qualities and the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah, the one and only. Allahu samad. He is absolute and independent. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He begets not, nor is He begotten. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there is nothing like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we pray these 2 rak'ah as a sunnah, and we move to Zamzam, we drink Zamzam. Again, remember that this is the same water while drinking, my brothers and sisters, that this is the same water which came as a gift, which came as a help to Hajra alayhi salam. You see, you need to understand and remember this. Because believing that when you do something good, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come for sure. So you drink the Zamzam water and you move to Sa'i, which is a name between two symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Safa and Marwa. And you need to make that round trips of Safa and Marwa. You need to begin your trip from Safa and end with Marwa. And you need to recite this dua and this ayah mentioned in the Quran in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 158. Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. Indeed, Safa and Marwa are the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the things that you do when you go to Hajj is you revere, you honor the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you begin your sa'i, this round trip from between Safa and Marwa, you start with this dua, an ayah from the Quran, from Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayah number 158. When you do this sa'i, this round trip, in between there is a place, again you need to make sure that you need to do ramal, and that is fast walking. And that is for both men and women, in order to remember the struggle, the sacrifice that Bibi Hajra did at that time, when she was in search of help, when she was in search of water, to make sure that she gets satisfied. My dear brothers and sisters, after performing this sa'i, you need to go and sacrifice and cut your hair. And that's how you complete this act in Haram before you go to Mina for the 8th Dhul Hijjah. These are the ways that you need to perform and practice, because this is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I would like to end this episode with a reminder for you to reflect and remember, my brothers and sisters. You need to study the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you go for Hajj, you will remember those things. And you need to study what are the rites that you need to perform during Hajj. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught explicitly to Sahaba. And he said to them, Learn from me the rites of Hajj, as I don't know whether I will live for the next Hajj or not. He taught us, and Sahaba learnt. We need to follow the same. Wa akhiru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.